Okay, you can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Then try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. Okay, so now before we open up for the sharing session, do you all have any question or meditation reporting to make? You can put up your hand. Anybody? Okay, don't have. Then we continue. Okay, so Tammy, ready? Okay, continue. Page 140. Can PJ, yeah. Good. Okay. Can. Okay. Sorry. It's okay, yeah. Sadu, yeah. Okay, who want to read, Manyan or PJ? Okay. Okay, PJ, you continue.
Good morning, Bratio.
Yes.
Mr. Steele and all Kalamitas. Lesson 26, Heart Sutra class and meditation class. Short notes taken to assist the developing a clear...
I think you skip that one. PJ, okay, skip that one. Straight away go to part 1,
yeah. 1.1. 1.1, understanding thoughts, knowledge and wisdom. Clinging to all teachings or dharma, their knowledge or memories is of not much use, and one must instead awaken to the truth or dharma, especially the three universal characteristics of impermanence, suffering states and non-self or empty nature of all phenomena, to arise the wisdom born of direct seeing. Because only wisdom or understanding can free the mind. The mind, once awakened, is no longer deluded, and the understanding is always there. Because understanding or yoniso manasikara, wise attention at the moment of sense experience, is not knowledge. The Dharma is like a raft, acting as a means to take one across the ocean of suffering, and once awakened, one must not carry the raft around. Also, one must not mistake the finger pointing to the moon, which is analogous with the Dharma pointing towards the truth, as the moon. The emphasis of our present civilization is mainly on IT, science, and technological advancement. Hence, the overuse of the human thought processes via this type is of very
competitive knowledge-based education
system. The spiritual cultivation via sati or awareness and the creative mind has been neglected for too long. You cannot use thought and knowledge to liberate the mind from delusion and ignorance, because thought is limited and egoic. Only through the cultivation of wisdom via mindfulness or awareness to understand who you are and what you are, can we understand what anatta is. You cannot rely on thought anymore. You should inquire via your heedfulness, is the human being or the five aggregates of form and mind really what you are? In the olden days, when we did not use the thought process so rampantly, we tend to be more intuitive and creative because we use more of our senses and inner nature to feel and be aware, instead of constantly preoccupied with our thought processes and its related reactions of what we see, hear and think, etc. via our heedless living. But then civilization has evolved over the last few centuries, and the emphasis nowadays is more on science and technology and IT types of education, which is mainly knowledge and thought-based. So we tend to use the thought process more and more to acquire scientific, technological, and IT knowledge, and in the process, we overlook our natural or true mind of stillness and peace, which is without thought, more creative, that has a lot of clarity within. The moment those who are not yet enlightened use thought from their forehead, where the brain is situated, it will cause their mind to stir, hence disrupting its natural state of pure, calm inner awareness and stillness. We therefore need to develop the wisdom to balance our life so that we are not deluded and drawn by the overemphasis emphasizing on the heedless thinking processes to disrupt our spiritual life of awareness,
heedfulness living.
Instead of being 90%+ of the time using the thinking process from our forehead, we should reverse it to only use it when necessary to live life with a silent and clear mind with inner awareness from the heart most of the time.
This one is a very important statement. Instead of being 90% of the time using 90%+ of the time using the thinking process from your forehead, you should reverse it to only use it when necessary to live life with a silent and clear mind with inner awareness from the heart most of the time. Make note of this. If you cannot live like that, you end up thought-based, heedless most of the time. Only then do we know how to live life via our essence of mind or the true mind. After realizing the anatta nature of this fine aggregate of form and mind of ours, to develop this understanding or wisdom, we need to develop sati, sati or mindfulness or awareness, to reconnect back to our essence of mind or true mind. So stay at the heart and be aware from there to live life, then have love and be loved. You know the meaning of it. Have love and be loved. A lot of you all know how to send metta, do metta, but you never love yourself. Do you understand the statement or not? Love yourself means what? Not the crazy one, no, love yourself. Love yourself means like you love your child. What will you do when you love your child? You go all out to protect them, care for them, support them. Then you will do everything for them. Means you can sacrifice because you are the parent or you are the mom. That's why you love them. But you love yourself means what? You do the same for yourself, understand? Care for yourself, protect yourself. Sacrifice for yourself. Walk this path. Put in the necessary faith, diligence, and sincerity. Like that also cannot. Then what else? When you love yourself means you don't allow yourself to be hurt, to be harmed. That's why you want to protect your loved one. But are you doing that? Most of you neglect yourself, understand? You think the wrong thought to harm yourself, hurt yourself, and become miserable and afflicted. Like I always say, what is thought? Thought is like money, understand? Neither good or bad. But if the user of money is evil, money become evil. So your thought is the same. If the user don't have Dhamma, don't have wisdom, thought become wrong thought. And what are wrong thought? Not that condition your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, your lamentation, your insecurity, your phobia, and all of these are negativity of mind state born of suffering, misery. So if like money is a tool for you to use it wisely, understand not, for the good of the many, like the Buddha said. So similarly, your thought is the same. Use it to arise the right thought, the wholesome thought, for the good of yourself and many. But if you use this thought like using a knife, yeah? If you use a knife to cut yourself, harm yourself, hurt yourself, and kill others or harm others, is it the correct way to use the knife, the tool? Wrong, isn't it? But precisely, living beings that don't have the Dhamma, they use their thought to harm themselves, hurt themselves, and hit out at others. Sometimes with the intention to kill, harm, and destroy through war or whatever. That's why without mindfulness, without Dhamma, you cannot keep your precept. So not understanding this means you don't love yourself. You make yourself so miserable, so full of suffering, stress out, so full of fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation. So have love and be loved. You know the meaning now. Have love means radiate love, care, develop metta, wholesomeness. Then be loved means allow yourself to be loved. Love yourself, care for yourself, sacrifice for yourself. If you know what is important for yourself, although it's anatta, non-self, but the human form and mind is a vehicle and tool for you to come, to experience life, to live life, to cultivate and do all those things, so that your future coming, everything is taken care of. So take care of this. Like my teacher say, body is body, mind is mind. Body not the mind, mind never the body. But body important too. Because you need the body and the mind, like the food contemplation. Eh? You need a healthy body and a clear mind to help you cultivate, develop the spiritual faculty, develop the understanding, the wisdom, the awakening. Can you understand? Louder la. Then only you learn. Otherwise you won't go in on yourself. Otherwise this is Brother got say man. Brother got say love yourself. Let's switch here.
I just wanted to add one of the miscellaneous vows I added for myself. I think maybe I write down. Because I found this very useful to recognize what are wrong thoughts. Additional vow is to recognize.
Yeah, sadhu. Very good. She make her own additional vow.
Abandon all wrong thoughts.
Sadhu. This one is very good.
Thoughts that condition. I fear.
Worry, anxiety.
Anxiety.
Sorrow and lamentation, etc. So this is how you make your additional vow. When you see the important, then determine. Then you put all this in. So in future you come, like this additional vow of the Paramiya. Her future life will be very different, I tell you. This additional vow to recognize all. The unwholesome thought, the wrong thought, no. That condition her misery and suffering. No. She vowed to have the ability to be aware of it and abandon it. So this is very wholesome, very beautiful. I also didn't think of this, but my nature is different. I don't need this type of additional vow. But for you all, going this way, you better have it. So that you come, you will be different.
I actually have a lot because I added on every time I contemplated.
Ah, sadhu.
So
that's why contemplation gives rise to understanding. Very important.
So the beginning is very familiar. Normally, until lamentation, it's repeated in a lot of our classes. Then even grief, envy, jealousy, I think, is in the classes.
Yeah.
I noticed for me, disappointment hit a note. Because every time I'm disappointed, it's actually because I have an expectation and that's the wrong thought, which is my consistency, ownership, identity, all the myth of the thought. And then there's also insecurities, boredom, loneliness. These are all wrong thoughts. You don't have to be. If we look at life with gratitude, everything is a miracle. Having everyone here alive sitting next to me is a miracle. I don't have to feel any of the negativity. So this was a very good reminder for me. So I thought I should share.
Very good. So like she said, why must we have all these wrong thoughts? Because of your sakayaditi, your clinging, your grasping, your insecurity, all these come from the egoic mind, the person you think you exist. Then you want to be safe. Understand? Safe means what? You don't want to be insecure. Like last time I gave you the sharing. A lot of people didn't know or want to be safe. So what they do? They not only put up grills, after that put video camera, put security camera, then hire bodyguard. Does that make you more secure? Actually, it doesn't. Live a simple life. Don't show off. Don't flash your money around. Don't go and attract unnecessary causes and conditions. To have people coming after you. That's why I live a simple life. Simple life means what? No need to wear any jewelry. You see? I never wear a watch also. I don't have. No. Not necklace, I'm not a girl. Gold chain, that's wedding ring also, tara. How? I decide with my wife, the wedding ring. Take it out. Then we take it out. That was how many years ago, I asked her. Then after that, I think my daughter get married. Then we decide all the jewelry that we don't need. We go and ask the goldsmith, you value, then how much, then give all the money to my daughter, ask her to go and buy what she likes. That is how you have the understanding to do it. But the wedding ring, I didn't mortgage. It's still with us. Sometimes you need all this living being, still living being. So all this understanding is very important, okay? So now, hopefully this one go in. Your thought is a beautiful tool. That's why you remember the form and mind is a vehicle and a tool. That tool is your thought. Understand? So use it to cut fruits, to shape things, to do the thing that is useful, helpful. But not use the knife to harm yourself, hurt yourself, kill yourself, and make yourself miserable. Or hit others, kill others. So when you understand all this, means you have Dhamma. Then you look at your thought. It's the same. The user is very important. So you don't strive on your hatefulness, determined to have this understanding of the Dhamma, of the teaching following the Bodhisattva vow, then you are not wise to use thought. That's why living being entangled. Like I said, Dhammapada verse bring about suffering, verse 1. Verse 2, bring about happiness. So easy to choose, isn't it? Why is the world so much suffering? You mean they don't know how to choose? No, they don't know this teaching. They don't understand all this. When you understand, will you be foolish enough to go back to the old way and do all the funny thing or not? No more. That's why we determine, make additional vow. You all read together. Now, read.
To recognize and abandon all wrong thoughts.
Use the mic. Let's we use the mic. So that they all can follow. Well, I cannot see.
Okay. To recognize and abandon all wrong thoughts. thoughts that condition fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, disappointment, grief, envy, jealousy, phobias, insecurities, boredom, loneliness.
You can include despair.
Despair. Okay.
So all this, sometimes your fear, your insecurity, so despair, you add in.
Okay.
Actually, wrong thought include your hatred and all those things. The one that has the evil root, your doubt. All these are wrong thoughts. Okay, PG, continue. Yeah.
Brother, may I add something to
Mr.
Sui's vows?
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, this is very much about loving ourselves.
Yeah, because loving yourself, huh?
Yeah, because if we don't take care of all these wrong thoughts, we really abuse our mind and we cause so much suffering to our mind. And of course, subsequently, it will affect our body.
Yes. Loving yourself. Kokaki, that one different meaning. Huh? Loving yourself or loving oneself. So when you understand that, you have love. When you don't have love, you cannot love yourself. Understand? That's why a lot of people say, they come to this world, they strive very hard, they suffer, they actually encounter a lot of suffering, misery, just to do what? Care for others, understand? And worry for others. So much so, they got no time to take care of themselves. There was one Kaya Mita, I remember. She now become very good. Last time, he said, he worked very hard as a nurse. Then sacrifice for the family, so many children, then support the husband, everything. Then after that, they become successful. The husband become owner of a listed company. Then only she got the good life. Then every time she think of them or not care for them, then of course she also attend the Dhamma study class. Then he went to a lot of Buddhist society. And because she can afford, she very generous. So people like her. Then somehow or other, he came to my class. Then she very smart. She very observant. Then she talked to me. Then he said, but your kayamita is very different. Then you all, you never ask me for money. And I said, you want to donate? Offer to the kayamita fund. Then she, like Chi Wei, gathering of kayamita, or every new year, you ask my wife, she will come. Offer us all the new year, then special angpao for me and my wife and all this thing. Then I say, sadhu, I donate to kayamita fund. Then, because of what I did and all this, so she become like, have faith. Then every time got problem, she come and see me. Then he tell me about her problem, how she started, how she suffered. Then later, how the good life. Then after good life, they got money, they also suffer. But that part no need to say, we are not so nice, family thing and all that. So what happened was, she finally, after listening to me, attended the retreat also. She like Akong, but not sit on the floor, put a chair here, sometime there, attend. As old as you, but very strong, mobile. When she come, you a lot of kamita know, cannot walk, need the maid to send. Then after that, the faith so strong, she came to me. He held my hand. Then after that, my wife held her hand, take her to walk out. She full of joy. Then she come back. Then after that, you know what happened? She tell the maid, you boleh balik. She herself can walk and all those things. Then she got so much joy. She listen, she understand. Say, Matthew, what you share is very good. Love myself. I have been sacrificing for everybody. I love everybody doing all these things, and now I end up successful, but still not happy. Understand? Because I didn't love myself, is it? Now it's time for me to love myself, is it? He start to study the Dhamma, do what she wants. Last time the children are out of what? Out of safety for the mother. This one cannot go, that one cannot go. You know, one spiritual trip, he's supposed to go with me to Thailand. No? Before that trip, you know what happened? Flood everywhere in Thailand. Until airport also flood. No? And we're supposed to go Chiang Mai, the area, go all the way to Chan Cha, Achalo there. No? The daughter disagreed, the son disagreed, the husband also disagreed. Until she got no choice, he came and talked to me. So I said, don't worry, don't panic, don't argue with them. They have what they call sincere purpose. They care for you. Understand? They scared you go at your age. That time she 80 only. Not 80 something, 80. If anything happened, how? You're there, your children, your husband, your whatever. Then I said, you talk to them nicely. One of them, the son, is a Christian. Keep on wanting to convert her and convince her until she come and talk to me. How, Brother Teo, is it? My son, I love him so much. And he also loves me so much, but in a different way. What do you do? Go to the, I say, very easy. You talk to your children. You say, if you love me, listen to me. Understand? I raise you all, I sacrifice, I give you life, and I did everything except my death. They will know. Understand? Then after that, you tell them, your life, I raise you, I support you, I never control you, I never force you, I let you do what you want. My sincere plea as a mother, now I love myself, I want to live life, let me live my life. Understand? Don't go and this one cannot, that one cannot. Like the one retired, I told you, the children, doctor, professional, the diet, this one cholesterol cannot eat, that one cannot eat. Finally, the father deteriorate and die. This is not understanding enough. This is care, concern, but not love, understand? Delusion, understand? Like I told all Kalamita, Sui An also know they apply. Your children, they are alive. Let them live. Understand? You ask Sui An, see, I never control them and my son. What they want to do? I say, I'm an engineer, no need to follow me. Study what you like. Let the career follow you, understand? For life. If you choose the wrong career that you don't like, you become miserable. Understand? Our duty is to advise. Understand? To share, to apply Noble Eightfold Path. So talk to them, I say. And she tried. After that, still cannot. Then he said, how about you? I say, you tell your daughter or your son. If they are so worried, call me. Yeah, I take them there. The daughter, call me. So I spoke to the daughter. I say, yeah, I saw that paper, I know. But trust me, I say, don't worry. Whenever I travel, things don't go wrong. Then I say, we also care for ourselves, we also love ourselves. So we also understand. But if it's meant to be, will be. So your mom, she already did her duty. Now, let her live her life, I say. If you worry, you can actually monitor her through what? Every day she will text and all those things. So what happened was, after that, agreed. Let her go. You know what happened that trip? The moment we fly, before we fly, I was flooded everywhere, water haven't retreated, airport also cannot go, cannot excel. But when we landed that day, the airport was clear. And not only the airport, but not Bangkok, because we go to Chiang Mai. Chiang Mai clear, the flood there retreated already. Then we got good news. But Bangkok still flood now. Cannot go home. You ask Sui An, is it? Then there is a Brother Ko. You all know Brother Ko, yeah? he worked in Thailand and the wife. They also came and joined us in between. No? Then that trick, a lot of Kayamata treat her very well. No? There was a Singaporean Kayamata and the local a few Kayamata. Because she's 80 years old. Wow, bring her along, no? Carry her. She go shopping, everything. Because they care for her. I don't know whether Ji Wei expert, maybe didn't follow me spiritual tree that often. They really take care of her, and she got so much joy. You know. Then she's so generous, she blanch out. Everywhere got coffee or what, she will buy, she blanch out. There's so much joy. You know. Those who went with us, they know. Then after that, the day before we supposed to go back to Bangkok, still flooding. You know. But by the time we reached, the water all receded, and we flew back. And the trip was most beautiful and memorable. And we visited so many beautiful places. What Pananachat, what Pat Pong, a lot of the so-called famous monks that are supposed to be Arahant, because Siddhi and Mosit know that place. So that trip was very beautiful. So this is how you apply the Dhamma, understand not? Love yourself means allow yourself the understanding to really do what you want to do. That's why I retire early. Why? Because I want to live life. I want to do the thing that I like to do. I didn't say I want to enjoy life. Understand? Of course, if I have the means, why not? Understand? Then, I love to invest. I continue to invest. Understand? The part of me is so strong because of what I want. After I retire, you know whatever, the stockbroker come opposite my house, set up a branch in SS2. And I'm not even a reminder. Somehow they get to know my banker, they call me and say, Mr. Teo, we need you. I said, need me for what? He said, come to the office. We give you all the online thing, everything. You don't have to be a reminder. You are just an investor. And he put two dealers, the specific line for me. One will call morning before market open, one will call evening before market close. Then these two lines is free. Not to say free, open for me. Anytime it ring, these two girls will give priority. One of them will put down the phone and take this line. Give me like that. Then give me a room somewhere. I say, what is all this? Then he got a reason, that guy very smart. He said, Mr. Teo, you go TA your classmate, there reminds you. Of course he got room, he also give you orders. We don't. We say, but every morning, 1 hour down, evening 1 hour back, you save 2 hours a day. You know? Okay, I said. And she's so patient. You know? Send the relationship manager to my house, 6 times. You know? I said, never mind. I said, I got my own reminder. Then finally got one occasion, the calendar New Year, December, last day, coming to the New Year, first January. He bring one gift, they like to offer wine. I said, no need. I said, please. Then you know, I said, no obligation on Mr. Teo, my boss personally want to offer to you. Like that, how to resist? And so then I know there is condition. Okay lah, I said, I will drop by lah. That time I said I will drop by. I didn't know what. Then when I drop by, you know what he did or not? He get ready all his admin staff and all the people there, introduce them to me and tell me, okay, are you ready? I say ready. Okay, give me the IC. The rest they take care. After that, I just sign the form. Then he said, come, we show you your room with the computer, everything set out lah. Got this type of thing. I never heard of this before. And when I was there, later on, a lot of reminders came. You know what they asked me? Mr. Teo, last time you which broker? I said, I got no broker. Huh? You sit in the room? You're not reminder. You got no broker. Last time, OSK. Even OSK is not your broker. I said, no. They want me to sit here. I said, I don't know why also. So when you have the parami, this type of thing can happen. No? My wife came and helped me, you ask her. She knows about everything. And Life is like that, lah. Understand? Or? How I end up here?
Love yourself.
That is not love. That is part of me. Huh? Anyway, what I want to send a message is that Kayamita, I think a lot of you all know who she is. No need to mention him. She become very beautiful. Suyan want to say something.
Brother Teo, actually she sent me a message. He said, Brother Suyan, I just came back from Japan. Not connected with any event. If there's still time, please allow me to top up the donation to 20,000 because we collected 19,000 something. She wanted to top it up. So let
sadhu, 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 rejoice.
So instead, I replied to her that there's a farewell lunch for 30 yogis at the Tapa restaurant on the last day on the way back. So you, I invite her to partake and sponsor any amount for that.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. See, that is Dhamma. When you have real Dhamma, it changes the life for the better. Understand? Then it becomes a blessing to themselves and others. Understand? Even though non-self, he know you, he know me. Understand? But why I say still love yourself? Have love and be loved. You read this sentence, you think nothing. It's a crazy fellow, love yourself. But the deep meaning is so deep. That's why I say everything here is very direct Dhamma, very potent, penetrative understanding. Can awaken living being. Can transform your character, your understanding, your personality, your virtue, everything. Come as a package free. Understand not? Did I charge for any of my classes or course? Retreat? I never. The 380 you pay is a subsidized thing. You know for what or not? The bus transport, you come with the bus. For the meal, a little bit of the meal. The lodging free, utility free, the whole place for you to use free. Understand not? For 9 days, even at home you eat yourself, lodging, hotel, you know how much or not? At least 3 meals plus the lodging, I mean twin sharing, let's say. You must allow at least 300 ringgit, each person 150. So each person 150 times 9 days, how much? 1,000 plus, they only charge you 380. Cheap or not? 380, I mean about $35 a day, food, lodging and transport. The hotel also cannot afford. That's all. So sometimes you must have gratitude, kan'en. That's why I donate a lot to this temple. Why? Because I know they do very wholesome things. That's why our Kayamita Fund donate this year more, 12,000. So that Kayamita Fund, our common pool fund, is also benefited. Then Kayamita Fund also donated to the common pool. Then you all also, your whatever money you donate also go to the common pool. Everything we do at this retreat is from the common pool fund. So that's how I do things. I set up a common pool fund for any spiritual trip or any retreat or any activity. Then from the common pool, all of the wholesomeness we do will be from there. Then whoever donate will partake. And the one that donate the bulk of it is always the Kayamita fund. That's why Kayamita fund can be so different, so like very potent, evolving, become like faster and faster. That's why I predicted many years back, you can ask all the Kayamita. I say the Kayamita force is so strong, keep on evolving, moving. Then I say a lot of things will happen, and then you all witness every year, despite the lockdown, the MCO and all those things. So this is what The true Dhamma is, oh, Sui Anne want to add, Sui Anne got a lot of things to add now. Yeah, she helped me a lot. Not only treasurer, organize a lot of things, together with a lot of other kayamitas. Yeah.
So if you don't know how to invest in your spiritual wealth, then you let Brother Teo invest for you lah. So what happens, let me just say it as it is. There's somebody that contacted me for details so that the Kamita fund can be in her will. So anything happens to her, then a certain amount will be donated to the Kamita fund.
Very good. These are people who have the understanding, understand. But please, don't go and simply spread the thing, like Kayamita fund need money, forget about it. Because this one is up to the individual who had the faith and the understanding. And you can ask Sui Anne and even Stephanie. I never ask anybody to donate. If you got not only Sui Anne, if you got condition, because they want to offer to me, I say no need. A better way is offer to the Kayamita. When I went down to Singapore, you remember you asked Pochek, TK offered me the house done. Then the family member all, wow, so many of them keep on offering me ang pao and all this, Singapore dollar, not ringgit. So I rejoice, Sadhu. I say, don't worry, I will help you all. I will donate all this offering. I accept first to all the Kayamita. So Sui Anne know. They go through Sui exchange rate. Where Sui work in Singapore, he wants the Sing dollar. So ringgit here, he got a lot also. So she can help them to actually do the exchange. And every time TK donate Sing dollar, go through Sui, Sui convert it, send to Sui An.
He also donate for the common fund.
He also donate for the common fund this round. So a lot of all this, when you have affinity, you can do. You think easy to partake in all this? You go and read the website. You know what is a Kayamita fund for? There is a very unique quality of this Kayamita fund. Only Kayamita fund can donate towards all the things I use to share the Dhamma. Understand? The printing of Dhamma book, the whiteboard we bought, this seat. Everything I use, the pen, everything, from Kayamita fund also. The website sponsoring every year, the payment, the fee, all from Kayamita fund. Only Kayamita fund can offer. You very wealthy, you want to offer this sharing of all this money that is needed for my propagation of the Dhamma, means the gift of truth. You know what is the gift of truth or not? Of all the giving, the highest one is what? The gift of truth. And only Kayamita fund can do, you realize. That's why that is the uniqueness of Kayamita. And this Kayamita fund, because of this, become so different. That's why all the Kayamita, for no reason, they become like people respect you, people know you are different. Then everyone, like, somehow or other, one way or other, benefited. Have gratitude, have joy. Their life improves so much, their understanding improves so much. Where can you find in the world something of this nature? It's not an organization. Understand? I don't want to have like committee member, board of director. What for? Create more problem. Simple. Understand? And we call it Kayamita, Dhamma friend. That is what the Buddha actually started. He asked Ananda, he said, Kayamita is how many percent of your spiritual life? Ananda thought, 50%. Are you considered very good? The Buddha said, no. It's 100% of the holy life. Why? Avijja Sutta. The first step is what?
To
have? To have Kayamita, understand or not? And the greatest of all the Kayamita is who?
Buddha.
The Tathagata, understand or not? The Buddha say himself. It's written in my website from the sutta. Then why are you still like gong gong like that? Don't know the beauty of all this. If I don't share all the idea, a lot of Kalimitta also don't know what is going on. But they only know one thing. Yeah, every time I announce that, I say, don't worry. Our Kalimitta fund can afford. We are quite healthy in our collection. And I never ask anybody to collect. But every year, Sui An and Stephanie, my two very faithful, reliable treasurer who volunteer to do all this free, they will present me the account. And I was so surprised. All the money they collect, they put FD short term. The interest is quite a lot. Understand? And go to Kalimitta Fund. So how to find all these sincere volunteer who do all this for you? You pay for accountant, you pay for clerk also, they won't do this for you. Understand? And they want monthly salary. So these are voluntary present accounts. I don't have to check. I just look at the summary. I say, sadhu. Thank them for what they have done. That's why I say, when you have such an understanding, you don't need to worry about money. We don't spend much. I don't intend to build temple, If I can share like that, it's more effective with the website, with the sharing. Now, internet technology, AI, if you can do it in the way you understand and beneficial, why not? Okay? So let us rejoice. So I hope this example will give you confidence, faith, then love yourself. Understand? Love yourself means what? See what is important. Work towards it. Strive on with heedfulness. Develop the faith, the sincerity, the diligence, persevere, and just walk this way. Then you will be a beautiful, transformed living being. Understand? Then you will be a blessing not only to yourself, to everyone, to the world, to all of humanity. You walk this way, you become very beautiful. You have all knowing knowledge, wisdom, virtue. All this come free. What you have to do is to love yourself. Love yourself means take care of yourself by making sure you don't miss this window. You just have to do a few things. The Bodhisattva vow is the beginning. You already aspire. You already set forth the process. Understand? So continue to strive on with heedfulness. Means stabilize your awareness. Develop heedfulness. Then everything will come. Because your vow will take you along. Your sincerity will take you along. Your faith will take you along. Understand? What you have to do is to love yourself. So difficult, man? Huh? Some more doubt here, doubt there. The Buddha got Tisha, Mahayana, the Buddha got what? Why you want to have this type of thought? It's because your past coming obstruction. People with the past, hear truth, hear all this, rejoice and anything, then awaken. You some more come up with this type of thought. Is it what thought? The green color one out there. Understand? That one is what? Whatever that condition, a doubt. Go write down. Doubt. Well, luckily, Sui changed the spelling. So just now I wrote wrongly. Despair. Not despair. What is the meaning of despair?
No idea.
Yeah. Okay, continue. Vijay, sorry.
Actually, that was a very good discussion, Brother Teo.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us, we neglect ourselves.
Yeah.
Especially those who are parents. They tend to put their children and the whole of the family.
Yes, service above
priority.
Self.
Yeah. Somehow they always become last. So I hope that as parents, most of us, most of you are at this age where I find that you should prioritize yourself, especially now that you are in a position to receive the Dharma, this true Dharma. Please make use of this time to deepen your understanding and to benefit yourself. Sadhu.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Do you know, PG, not married, can I advise you like that? Ah, you people married also. Gong. Ah, let Pamansuri share.
Hello. Good morning, Brother, Mrs. Seo, and all kind of Anamitas. Okay, as parents, I think most of us here, we know how to love ourselves. That's why we are here.
That is a good one. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
As we cultivate...
And me also not bad. No? After marriage, you can come. This is the second year already. Last year, we should rejoice. Then the mother, Karen, so supportive, so much joy.
And actually, you see here, actually, our group here, we have so many husband and wife, mother and daughter, sisters. You know, everyone is related in one way or another. As we cultivate, we sacrifice, our children see, they realize, and they are cultivating as well. It's just like, I give an example, my son.
He sees
me work, I got no strength, and I pull him around. I say, come and help. And in the way he sits in the class, you know, he has understanding also.
Yes. Actually, he learned the Thursday class. He learned. I can see him now, not sleepy one. No.
Yeah.
Attentive the whole session. No.
He's also cultivating in that way. We are also cultivating.
Yeah, yeah.
我们在行菩萨道的时候，我们是带着他们一起走的。对对对。我们做我们的 duty， 他看到我们做我们的 duty， 他们也是会做他们的 duty。Yeah,
yeah, yeah. 杀掉。 Very good. That's why all this can bring forth the understanding, the faith, and widen your understanding of how to apply the Dhamma. Application of Dhamma make the Dhamma a living Dhamma. Understand? Understand?
Yes.
If the Dhamma is not living, it's dead. Understand? Heedlessness leads to the? The heedlessness I see dead. Heedlessness is a path to the dead. So don't be heedless, understand? Be heedful. When you are heedful, you develop the understanding, the penetrative Dhamma, then what happens? The Dhamma becomes a living Dhamma, where you have the embodiment of the teaching. Understand? You can manifest it, you can share it, you can apply it, you can teach it. That's why you can become a blessing to all. See the beauty of God. And all these are free. F-R-E-E. Where to find? Aiyo.
Sad.
No need to pay. Even motivational call, 5,000-6,000 3 days. Of course, hotel food lah. Nice hotel stay lah. Then all the, what they call, seminar, very grand, all those things. But what they teach, not Dhamma most of the time. Okay? Yeah, continue, Fiji. Otherwise, we don't move. Yeah.
Understand that thoughts are response to memories. So if we maintain our attention at our forehead, then thought will constantly arise. And because of our delusion, thought will create a center, which is the I and the me, or self-delusion, sakkayaditti, thereby conditioning us to act and react heedlessly. As wrong thought is always limited and egoic, it will condition our fear, worry, anxiety, selfishness, and emotional negativity.
So Sui scared is too long. Put this word, emotional negativity. Put up there completely. No need to be so. But the long description is for you to understand better. Because a lot of you all don't know what emotional negativity is about. Understand? Emotional, you know, negativity is with the evil root. Understand? Your desire, your craving, your selfishness, your possessiveness. Possessiveness is a major negative evil thought. Understand? When you are possessive, you try to take control of that person. Understand? You don't allow that person, especially between spouse. They don't allow you to do a lot of things. The olden day, you're not supposed to go out. Married already means stay at home. Housewife and all that. Okay, continue, Sadhu.
Knowledge binds. Hence, the reason why all knowing is, which is thought-based knowledge, is not wisdom, and it will become an obstruction to spiritual cultivation. This is reason why Pure Land teaching of the infinite life sutra or
无量一经.
Huh?
无量一经.
No.
Oh, 无量寿经. Sorry, this one is the Amitabha one. 无量寿经. 无量一经 is the other one, the infinite meaning. 无量寿经.
无量寿经. Most profound quotes are?
所知藏, 不要逼急 the no Mandarin, I have her to read. 烦恼藏. You know what is 所知藏 or not? Whatever you know is a coming obstruction. It's an obstruction to understanding Dhamma. What do you know? Everything that you know is through your memory. Right? And memory is what? Of the past. That's why it's knowledge. It's not the moment. Not a living one. That's not. So, you say, Pure Land don't have teaching. How come they can teach you that whatever you know, knowledge by? Their teaching is so profound. Then the other one is what? 烦恼障. You know what is 烦恼? 烦恼啊. Your worry. Your whatever negativity or mind state. All of your anxiety, your fear, your phobia, your insecurity. All these are your 烦恼啊. 烦恼啊. That worry you. So that one is an obstruction. That's why it's a negative emotion with the evil root. And these are all obstruction to cultivation. Can you understand? Okay, continue.
That is, all knowing via memory and knowledge are obstructions, and all fear, worry and anxiety are obstructions too. We are so used to thought-based living. We are so used to thought-based living.
Thought-based living is very egoic.
Hence, a lot of selfishness and possessiveness. It is motivated by what your thought tells you. Our thoughts are conditioned thinking, conditioned by our wrong views and opinions caused by our sakkayaditti or self-delusion. These conditioned thinking are mainly our habitual tendencies that will cause us to deludedly react, hold, cling, and grasp onto a lot of things which we think we can own and possess or desire and reject.
Before, so this one very clear, isn't it? Huh? Clear or not?
Yes.
Yes. That they say, 往出窮, huh? I also don't know how to say. What is the full sentence? 畫公仔不用畫出牆, that's it. Means no need to like draw until very clear for you to see. People with the faith and all that, the moment they listen, they awaken already. This one put into words like that, also don't want to go and read and contemplate and reflect. That's it. To develop the second turning wisdom to stabilize it. That's why I say the Heart Sutta has everything. That's it. These are the understanding that my nature has. And the short note taken sent to me initially is a lot of mistake one, wrong one. Then I have to edit it. I recall and recollect what I shared. So what I share was like that. That's why when it come out, if you have the understanding, you will get a shock of your memory. You get a shock of your life. Is it life?
Yeah.
Because who can write like that? That's that all. This type of Dhamma you read anywhere or not? You cannot find, I tell you. But to write this, you must have the awareness to understand all this and see all this and stabilize all this understanding. Then only you can put it to word to share. Otherwise, you can't. A lot of people, after they understand, awaken, they cannot share because not stable inside there. And they don't have this ability, the extensive exposure, cultivation to share. Because to me, anything that is related to life is Dhamma. Dhamma is everywhere in the midst of life and nature. Why can't you see? Then whatever problem you have, first noble truth, reality, cover everything. And the answer is, the Buddha's teaching, simple. Three things you do. Need to ask for me, ask for again, repent. Then after that, avoid all evil, do good, purify that. Follow the advice of the Buddha. Then invoke power of merit. This is the Buddhist way, understand? This is Dhamma way. Then when you apply noble eightfold path, you cannot go wrong. Everything can be resolved. Understand? Your misunderstanding between your children and all these things, like that Kayamita, almost I think Chi Wei's age. Now her life is so happy, travel Japan, travel everywhere. And the children are also happy. But now they trust her. Because they see her getting healthier and healthier. She got knee cap surgery, you know. At one time, at around 80 years old, like, be kiane or cannot, a lot of things immobile. Then because of the faith, wow, everything turned around. The good karma, her palmy. Then everything just happened. These are real life examples, you know. Not friction fairy tale, you know, and I don't know her one, you know. Out of the blue at then, you know. That every year with the fate, you know, you ask my wife, he will take me for lunch or dinner. You know. Then in the spiritual trip, we celebrate her birthday. She sings songs. You know. Oh, and so happy, you know, you can see the joy in her. That's why she start to understand, love herself. Wow, she really love herself. And she do a lot of things now for herself, her life. And the best part of her life is after 80, you know, she, see, when you have the Dhamma, every face is beautiful. Yeah? You're not too old, Chi Wei. Now with this understanding, she go back, she become different. She know how to talk to the wife, Peng. She know how to talk to the children.
He, you kept saying she.
Oh, sorry. He. That's why, he know you, he know me. No, that I see beyond power. That one is justification. I make mistake. I admit, I make mistake. Sometimes I pronounce wrongly, I use sensu instead of faith. And they all attentive listen, they correct me. My daughter spelling mistake is correct. You should tell me, oh, beauty is not my forte. This is not what I'm good at either. Language, words, please, don't ask me. I make mistake. I admit to you, I make mistake. But when it comes to Dhamma, I never make mistake. Understand?
Yeah, relative. You have God.
Yeah, Chi Wei, yes.
Relative, you have gone beyond sex, race, religion, everything.
Yeah, because I see beyond
so
form.
So he or she is okay.
But when we are in the existential world, we also somehow or other we need to be precise. Otherwise, people cannot understand what is Veritio talking about. Suddenly, Shen Xiu say this. Understand? But it's supposed to be Hui Ning. So we need to be precise. That's why I appreciate. If I make mistake, let me know. Understand? Correct me. Yeah, this act, to me, is genuine mistake that I am not good at. Like chanting, don't ask me to chant. I know good. Think me no. But sometimes she also tell people, the word Brother Teo, the Swakato Bhagavato, fast and simple, better. The one they chant one, very long one, like melody and with the vibration, everything. But they learn, understand? So both have their benefit. Understand? So when you are not good, admit you are not good. But for me, I don't have to be good at everything. I only need to be good at certain things. Most important is Dhamma. Dhamma, I'm not only good. I reach more or less the pinnacle of it. So you ask me Dhamma, no problem. I no need to prepare anytime. The thing just come up. Then when it comes to engineering, I also very good. That one you can ask me. The investment also not too bad. Well, my track record is so good. I make more money when I retire that I work. When I was working, I already very senior, good salary, good package. But I retire and I make more money by retiring than working. Then I got a friend, you all know him, Sam Lee, my colleague at the Mitra there. He followed me. After I retired, he also retired. Then he also realized by retiring, he make more money. And he liked to talk to me, he learned from me. He's an accountant now. And every time he tell me, stock market, boom time, make a little bit of money, crash time, lose back everything. Sometimes lose more than what he make. But after he come to know me, he say, wow, your understanding is so different. Then you know what he say or not? You choose stock, we silent. You know what is silent or not? He told me what or not? He said, Diva, you know or not? You have FD everywhere. You know? He don't have FD or you know? Then I said, what you have? You guess what he have? Don't have FD, what he have? OD, yeah, loan. He said he only have OD. You know? Well, he leverage one, but he don't take risk one. Need to chop, he chop one. Yeah. He willing to lose. If he make mistake, he chop everything. But this type of people, when he meet the right guy, like after he meet me, oh, he don't make mistake, he fatat one. Because he silang one, he don't leverage one. Because during the crisis, you know what happened? The market crash until there are certain stock, dividend yield one, like iCal, the coupon rate, bond and all those things. One of the is Arab Finance iCal. Sell 20 something cent only in the market. Because crash, the market crash. Coupon rate 7%. Means 70 ringgit per year, 1 year pay twice, 35 each. Selling at 24.5 cents, 30% yield. Then the M-Bank bond, 1 ringgit pound earlier, coupon rate 5%, drop until 50 cents. With maturity another 2 over year, pay you back 1 ringgit. You buy 50 cents, 2.5 years back, they pay you 1 ringgit, and they pay you 5%, means $50 dividend a year. The dividend is 10% yield. Maturity yield another 100%. You know how much is the return? It's easily 20-30% or so. So he say, I borrow from the bank, the 10 BR quite high. I pay 17-18%. I buy the same iCar from the same bank I borrow, I get 30%. So he said, no different. Then he asked me, because of that, it helped me. He said, where you put your money? I say, in the bank that have the highest interest rate. Happened to be M-Bank. He said, you think Malaysia crisis, if M-Bank go down, your FD around or not? Your FD also not around. Then why put inside that? You might as well take out and buy the iCal and the bond. Because that time my children need to go university, you understand? 1997-98 crisis time, they are still studying in the college and all that. So I said, this one I cannot touch one. No. He said, why? For their education. He said, why are you scared? You buy this one every year 30% or not enough to fund your children's education. Well, you got logic, I said. That's why he silang, I also silang. Not to say silang like gambling. You already know your risk, which is so low. During a crash, only you buy. What else can happen? Crash some more. The index was 1,002 something. Crash until 200 over point. You know, someone can crash. Aiyo. And one of my the other classmates, he see us make money, then every time want us to give tip and all those things. Then when the crisis come, crash that time, ask him to buy all this. You know what he told me? I don't want to. Well, he cannot burn until hangus. You know why or not? He said, the bank will go bankrupt, he said. I said like that, okay. Because I said, I've never seen stock so cheap. Well, I have been in the stock market for so long. I haven't seen stock selling so cheap. Last time, when it boom time, you know, the second board counter, minimum price of the second board, ringgit per stock. Means you buy one lot, it's 5,000. And when it crashed until 24 cents, you know 5,000 can buy how many lot? The yield supposed so high. So your fear frightened you. Crisis so severe, bankrupt. How? You think Malaysia got a lot of bank? Only 10 approved bank negara. The bank won't die one another. They will recapitalize, they will come back. Because it's limited to 10, understand? So everything also fear, kiasu. So how to make money? Stock market is buy low, sell high. Crisis time low, then not buy or bank go bankrupt. Then boom time, everybody make money, he also be tahan, he also will buy. So when you don't have the understanding, you do the opposite through what? Fear and greed, understand? You entangle yourself. So all these are understanding. Okay, enough already. We continue, otherwise we won't end. PJ.
Yeah, Brother, we have not even finished one lesson. Okay, before thought, it is just spacious awareness or the entire oneness. Then the moment we focus or concentrate, thought is being created. They are the input of the content of consciousness, which are our perception, feeling, emotions, thinking, and other activities of mind, etc., within that space. Hence, thought becomes limited because it shrinks the whole of the spacious awareness into the narrow field of focusing. No focusing implies no thought, and without thought, there is no center of the I and the me. Hence, no one to fear, worry, become anxious, selfish and emotional, etc., which implies peace, pure awareness, tranquility and stillness. The awareness nature without delusion is the essence of mind. To prepare for this coming 2012 expected transformation of consciousness and great shift, we only need to be aware and stay at the heart. Have loved and be loved, then everything will be all right. That is heart-based awareness and no more thought-based living from the forehead. Then naturally, overnight, you may transform if you do not arise any fear. The pure awareness state before the arising of thought has no center, which implies hence no being, hence anatta. Thought has the power to divide their words, concepts, and ideas, etc., and create the center, the I and the me, resulting in selfishness, anger, possessiveness, delusion, fear, worry, and anxiety. This psychiatry or self-delusion will condition us to believe that there is a thinker behind the thought, and that there is an observer and the observed. The moment we awaken to the fact that it is only consciousness and every sense door consciousness is naturally conditioned arising, then this delusion of self will automatically cease to be. Remember the analogy of the lighting up of the light bulb when the switch is switched on? The moment there is delusion, the egoic mind or mundane mind or thought will grasp and cling due to the 12 links. That is, through ignorance, contact triggers off mental activities, which include perception, memory, psychiatry, that is self-delusion. Then contact, feeling, craving, grasping and becoming, and birth leading to the whole mess of suffering. Just maintain awareness without thought, then everything will cease to be. Silence your mind, and you will awaken to this truth. No thought means no center, no ego, no becoming, no fear, no selfishness, etc. Understand how you get yourself entangled with life. We are not understanding the four noble truths. First noble truth of dukkha explains clearly the realities of life and existence, and the final summary of what dukkha is, or what is dukkha. Second noble truth explains the cause of suffering, which is craving conditioned by one's delusion and ignorance. Third noble truth, suffering need not be, and enlightenment in the here and the now, Nibbana, can be realized. Fourth noble truth, the noble eightfold path leading to enlightenment and the cessation of all suffering. 1.2, the beauty of noble truths as a summary of all life, of all of life. Question
all
1.
Of life, all of life.
All of life.
A summary of all of life.
Question 1, birth 2. Can you explain again what you meant by the Buddha was able to summarize all of life, both the mundane and the super mundane, into just four simple but very beautiful noble truths, which is the essence of his teaching? And can you also explain which part is mundane and which part is the super mundane? Bertil, as stated above, the first noble truth of suffering or dukkha clearly explains all of the eight realities of life and existence that covers all aspects of our mundane living and life experiences, ranging from birth, old age, sickness and death, to separation from our loved ones and prized possession, and to be people whom we don't like, not able to get what one desires, or when things don't go our way or follow our expectation, and the final summary of attachment to the five aggregates of form and mind, Upadana Khanda, as the cause of all suffering. The Buddha also cautioned living beings that if they do not develop the wisdom needed to free their mind before confronting this first noble truth of dukkha life's reality, then they will definitely be afflicted by it, and suffering will be the result. Then the Buddha proclaim the second noble truth that explains clearly the cause behind all sufferings, so that living beings can develop the understanding not to be gullible anymore. After understanding what suffering is and the cause behind, they will know how to manage their life better, so that they need not have to suffer unnecessarily anymore. Then the Buddha proceed to explain the third noble truth, that suffering need not be if one has the Dharma, and that such a noble truth that talks about the possibility of realizing Nibbana, or the enlightenment in the here and the now, leading to the cessation.
You continue. I need to go to the washroom. Continue. Okay.
To the cessation of all suffering. This enlightenment or Nibbana is the supramundane realization. Then the Buddha explained how this enlightenment can be realized via proclaiming the fourth noble truth that states, there is a path leading to the cessation of all suffering, namely the noble eightfold path of right view, right thought, right communication or speech, right action, right living, right effort, right mindfulness, and right samadhi. Once this noble eightfold path has been cultivated, it can lead to the supramundane way of living the noble life of the noble or enlightened ones, following the noble eightfold path. The entire eight factors within the noble eightfold path, they are also noble and relevant to life, and they cover all of life, both the mundane and the supramundane aspects. In order to live life, we must have the understanding of what is life. And to understand life, we must have the first path factor of right understanding or right view with regards to nature's law that governs all of life and existence, especially the three great spiritual laws of karma niyama, citta niyama, and dhamma niyama. Then to live life, we have to use thoughts, we have to communicate via speech, email, etc. We also need to act and work to live life. Hence the importance of having the second to fifth path factors of right thoughts, right speech, communications, right actions, and right living cultivated. Then we will need the four right efforts, path factor to purify our actions, speeches, and thoughts, followed by right mindfulness to be heedful, to cultivate the four foundations of mindfulness, and finally, the last path factor of right samadhi, to see things as they are, therefore, thereby developing the wisdom to become enlightened. This is also the reason why the Buddha gave the analogy of a handful of leaves at Kosambi to the monks to impress upon them the importance of understanding the four noble truths, which is so essential to live the holy life. These four noble truths and its three turnings are also the Buddha's first teaching or his first sermon, the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, which he expounded immediately after his enlightenment. This Dhamma cultivation is more or less a full-time job. That is, throughout your waking hours, accumulating into 24 hours heedfulness cultivation. That is, we need to confine our cultivation fully on the Dhamma when undergoing the training, which consists of hearing, reflection, contemplation, and inquiring into the Four Noble Truths, and heedful direct seeing into phenomena via our direct our daily mindfulness in life itself. But full-time job here doesn't mean one must retire or give up one's job or career. One can cultivate even in the midst of working and living life via that daily mindfulness and this type of heedfulness training. I always advise devotees of kalyanamitas as follows. If you, number one, have to work for survival, then work. Number two, need to work because too much free time and don't know how to retire, then work. Number three, if you already have the wisdom and you don't have or need to work, then retire or semi-retire to do the things that you love or like to do. Learn to live life and do not worry about life. To be heedful is to be ever mindful and constantly meditative to realize the Dharma as taught by the Buddha. The most important meditation training is the cultivation of daily mindfulness. We are following this instruction. We choose aware of every bodily and mental action and movement within the present moment. Part 2, Heart Sutra, Lesson 26. 2.1 Definitions. Mental formations. Sankhara or activities of mind. Everything that the mind can do. Impermanence. A universal characteristics, prevalence in all phenomena. See clearly how phenomenon comes and how it goes, and how they arise and passes away, their birth and their rise and fall. All conditioned arising phenomena are impermanent, and they do not have a permanent unchanging entity of their own. Hence, they cannot be owned or held onto as the I and the me. Our fundamental nature is the oneness or Buddha nature. 2.2. Bratio, can you read this one?
Chinese. 146, 2.2.
Page 146, 2.2.
I take over, huh? Saying by most venerable Kuang Qing Lao He Sang, 过去心不可得 the mind of the past cannot be grasped onto because it's already gone, not a reality. 未来心不可得 the mind of the future also cannot be grasped because it has yet to come, so also not a reality. 现在心 means the present moment mind. The mind of the moment is the only reality and the highest in life. But to transcend life, we have to transcend even the moment.Which is still within the field of thought. Hence the reason why the mind of the present moment also cannot be grasped into, because it is so transient and unstable. Split second, it is dead and gone. Understand? Because the moment is so unstable. You talk about it, next moment gone. And that is the highest in line, though. The only reality, you know, within existence.Do you understand now? You know what is existence now? To exist is to have life, isn't it? So existence equals to to go through life is to go through existence, isn't it? So existence is no need to repeat that lah.Life is existence. Existence is time related, isn't it?
Passing through time.
So all this can be easily understood, Sana. So to live life is to go through existence. Existence is time related. The whole of time, spectrum of time is what? Past,
present
and future. Understand? Past, present,and future. Of these three, which is a reality? Past has yet to come, okay? Not a reality. Future, past already gone, not a reality. Future yet to come. So the only reality is present moment. Understand? Only reality.So if this is the only reality, and this one is so transient, you know it's transient or not? Huh? Split second is dead and gone. Split second is dead and gone. So how real can life be? Understand? Not? But this is within the field of thought knows. Present moment, higher zone. That's why they talk about power of now, Eckhart. Higher zone. When you are aware, this is the one now.But the moment you are aware, what happened? Next moment, split second is gone now. Because that phenomenon move, understand not? And change. So every perception is different. Every awareness is different. So every movement is different. Because everything is in a state of flux within the moment. So transient. So this one is the one that explains clearlyThat the only reality which is a present moment is also not to be clung onto, understand? But it's not a reality. Split second, day and gone, split second, and this is the only reality. And you think, you still think life is so real, understand? The only reality, you know, present moment, split second, day and gone, how real can life be? See this, awaken to this.Then from here to here, you must see clearly how the mundane mind actually through your consciousness, like the Buddha said, the greatest magician, perceive the phenomenal world of consciousness. How do you know things? Through your perception, yeah, your mental image. Yeah. All these are image created by your mundane mind. Oh. See how you create magic. It's like the cinema theater. Shine light.Like real already. The screen, you know, is empty, right? Understand not? But, wow, got sound, got sight, got picture, everything like so real, you know? Understand not? Actually, you are living in the world, same as you see cinema show, in a similar way, you know? Understand? Everything that you see through your consciousness, all of your seeing going on, like I say, open your eye, exists already, real already, understand not? And because you got feeling,You got perception, you can be emotional, you can touch solid. How can you say this is not real? That's why the aggregate is created through the law of karma, your coming nature, to delude you and cause you to suffer through karma. You cannot run, understand not? Sakayadity, egoic mind. It's actually to trap you. That's why you have to go back to this one before you come to this, understand not? Once you become this, you are the knower, traveler in space and time, understand not? This is the ego, understand not? This is the one trap. When you are here, it's not a being, there's nothing, just that nature. But you forgot that you are here. Can understand? So when you see all this clearly, this one, you can understand. The key period of time. That's why Guang Xing Lao Sang very wise. In the 80s, I got his tape. I listened and listened and listened again, how many times you ask my wife, until I can remember what he said. Means these three periods of time are still time related. So your purpose is to realize the Dhamma that is beyond time, beyond thought. To realize the enlightenment which is beyond thought, beyond time, means to realize an enlightenment that is that has the wisdom to enable you not to come back to samsara, understand? Means no more existence. So to go beyond this, you have to actually go beyond the present moment. That's the reason why the awareness nature is beyond thought, beyond mind, understand? The Dhamma can only be realized here. Like the salutation to a Dhamma. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo. Well expounded is the Dhamma by the Buddha. And what is this Dhamma? The characteristic. The Buddha says, sanditiko. This Dhamma is sanditiko, can be realized in the here and the now. Then this Dhamma is akaliko, timeless, beyond thought, beyond time. All these are the characteristics of the Dhamma. No? And if you cannot find all these, means that is not the teaching of the Buddha, understand not? If you thought based, can it be awakening in the here and the now? Cannot. Then thought based, is it beyond thought, beyond mind? No. Then can you investigate into what knowledge that you have and it stand up to investigation? You can't. Your life is living, dynamic, in a state of flux. So all this understanding can only come from the awareness nature, not through knowledge. That's why scientists, scientific law, they're very good. But law of karma, law of mind, law of truth, they cannot handle. They cannot handle. Especially karma and life, and the mind. So because of that, the whole spectrum of life, you can define clearly. Time-related, past, present, future. Then we can prove. Past, already gone, not a reality. Future yet to come. The only reality is present moment. But it's so transient. So how real can life be? And to transcend life, to realize enlightenment, you have to transcend these three. That's why 过去心不可得, 未来心不可得, 现在心也不可得. Understand? So to transcend the present moment means what? The pure awareness also cease. Understand? You understand? Well, when you are aware of the present moment, this is the highest. But this one must cease. That's why enlightenment, nibbana, is the cessation of this form and mind. Understand? Even the pure awareness also gone. Then you go and have a glimpse of what that thing is. But if you are bodhisattva, you can know this source very clearly. You can develop the cultivation until the oneness nature, until that whole thing. Like the scientist knows, the singularity. From there, it creates. That's why once you go back to the singularity, the scientists believe they can actually understand the whole universe creation. So to go back to the singularity is to go back to the source, understand? Where everything begins. Okay, the scientists also know that's stupid. But that one is scientific law, understand? Gravity, electromagnetic wave, all those things, they're very good. But consciousness, awareness, they don't understand. But they themselves don't have this ability to be aware. That's why scientists cannot probe beyond what they don't have. Maybe more enlightened being become scientist. Then different. Then the scientific theory can include the supramundane one. Can include all the spiritual aspect of it. Okay? Okay. Then the last part is, before I pass back to PG, moment to moment, life passes by. What are you doing? Are you truly living life? Or are you too busy thinking, planning, and worrying about life? So much so you totally miss out on life. That is, you never get to truly live life. To be with the moment in silent awareness within, to feel and to experience the reality of the moment, including all of its pristine wonders and beauty of life. It's to truly live life. Means to be fully present, like I told Sui An when we were in Xinjiang. Fully present, your nature is there. The whole of that oneness, that beauty, the pristine nature, the whatever within nature there. Your awareness and the whole thing as one. And through your perception, your senses, where you have the direct see, that is what life is, understand not? Not go there, excited, look here, look there, take photo everywhere. Then come back, oh, I've been to Xinjiang, I've been here, I've been there. What you have is photograph. Of course, you say with your face there. So cannot deny that you are there. But are you really there? Understand? When you are there in the bus, so excited, wow, so beautiful, everybody take out camera. First thing is camera eat first, food come out also same. Understand? Then with the excitement, your thought already project, wow, I must go down quickly, I must see, I must. So you run here, run there, run everywhere, but you're never silent. Do you understand? You're never silent to be really there, to really feel the pristine beauty and wonder of that nature within that area. The perception, everything is so beautiful, so pristine, that you can silent and be with the oneness. The great lake, the nature, everything. And that is life. That's why they say zazen. Drinking a cup of Chinese tea is zazen meditation. Why? Well, at that moment, they are fully aware. Understand not? They are not thinking. When you are thinking, you think you really drink or not? You never drink. The taste consciousness actually makes you excited. Understand? But when you really drink, that awareness is aware of the whole movement and the whole thing that you call taste is completely different. The thing that go through everything is the awareness. Ability to be with the moment. Without thought, what happens? No fear, no worry, no emotion, nothing. You are actually fully aware in the moment to experience the reality, the beauty of everything you do. Understand? That is life. Understand? The other one is the thought actively run here, run there, excited here and there. Understand? Then not turn out what you have been told or expected. Disappointment. Like Suvi right up there. Disappointment. Ayo, I pay so much, come snow. Weather like that. Then frozen lake. Snow cap, no snow. Complain. Why organizers so stupid? Why the China side never alert us that like that? How can you do that? So, like before we fly to Xinjiang, they told us 1 week before you come, snow. Then when we reach there, 11 days, sunny, cloudy, beautiful weather, drizzle here and there. Then everything so pristine, so beautiful. Then the moment we fly out, the photo came again, snow. The place that we have gone to, like Sui last time, the base camp there, earthquake. He said, I was there. Sui An also can see, yeah, we were there. The a lot of bus got trapped, the whole area snow. Until the bus all cannot move. So, this is what life and nature is. This is what existence is. This is what life is. You are able to live is different from the thought trying to be excited all over. Understand? Because this thought is so conditioned. If things go your way, oh, excited, happy, joy. When things don't go your way, you cannot get what you want. How? Disappointment, frustration, understand? Complaint. Then, like I say, rain also complain, no rain also complain. Everything that don't agree with what you expect means when you cannot get what you want, the seventh reality. Suffering will be the result. When things don't go your way, expectations in life are not met. So this is not the understanding, the noble truth. Why can't you awaken to it? And don't allow this, like Sui say, make additional vow not to arise this type of funny thought, understand? Wrong thought. So cultivation is really something that you have to understand. Then only you can do. Then only you can have the understanding to really make the teaching, the Dhamma, a living reality, understand? That's why when I travel, I was fully there. The beauty, the joy, everything. Of course, you want to be excited, you can, understand? But inside cannot already, understand? Of course, people say beautiful, yeah, beautiful. Then the photo they show, yeah, this one is what, the full HD. And I was like, then he said, yes, I WhatsApp already, not full HD, not so clear, not so nice. I mean, this is the mundane world, understand? Existence. They will have all this duality, and they will talk about it. That is the only reality to them. Then they compare. What is comparison? When you compare, there is confusion. Who compare? The thought compare.
Okay. Again, something to add about comparison. So the example about a holiday, I think is a very good example, but it can be related to every moment wherever we go. So for example, when I went on a holiday previously, when I went to climb Mount KK, so I had a lot of pictures, you know, what the summit looked like. I'm supposed to be there. Then I had the expectation when I was going along the way, actually my memory of the whole climb is very spotted. I only remember, if I look back now, it was the parts that was difficult, and then where I was out of breath, then I couldn't shower properly, it was cold water in cold weather, ice cold water in cold weather. And then waking up 2-3 a.m. to continue the climb so that we could see sunrise. And then when we were going there, what I saw was, is this the one or is that the one? Which one? Hey, look at 1 ringgit note. Hey, we're supposed to see this. Then, you know, that was my trip, you know. Now when I look back, actually, I was having my whole experience through my thoughts. Yeah. I was in here. I wasn't seeing it with awareness, feeling the air, and then appreciating the people that was on the same batch with me. Because these people I don't know, but we had affinity. We climbed it together. We went through thick and thin together.
I don't even
remember their faces or what they sound like.
Yeah.
I wasn't really there. I was in my thoughts the whole time. So when I look back at that memory, all I know was from my
personal point of view
of the whole trip. I have nothing impersonal. I have no memory of the beauty of the people or the place.
Yeah, you are not really there.
The air. That's just one sharing.
Sadhu, very good. So you know what Jai Krishnamurti say? Whenever you compare, it means what? You make choices. You want things your way. That's why he say, wherever there is choice, there is confusion. Why you need to choose? This is the reality, that's all. Choose for what? So in life, when you understand, no need to choose. Why? Trust your own karma, trust your nature, understand or not? You have done the right thing, cultivate, you have the Dhamma. Things will go your way, understand or not? No need to worry here, worry there, understand or not? No need to make choice. That's why every time I go spiritual 301, they may have the itinerary, the program already fixed. But I will not be very, very rigid. I will never say, hey, we pay already, or this one we must go. No such thing. When conditions cease to be, I just make another decision and we just cancel. Then we tell the Taoist, don't worry, I signed the form for you. Then they are very happy. Then whatever money, no need to refund. You give us slightly better food when we need to add some dishes or what. So they're very happy. So all these are the understanding that you can have. Because when you make choice, when things don't go your way, when you compare, you're forever miserable. You actually very comfortable, very rich with it. Like last time I used to tell my father-in-law, what is there to grumble, and my mother-in-law? You got all your children, almost all of them went to university. Understand? Only my wife, because she already over that stage when they strike social welfare first prize. Yeah. Got such thing, no? Social welfare first prize, before I get married. I know how nothing, that they strike first prize, then they bought a house. That's why I have a house. A lot of things, like fantasy, actually it's not fantasy, it's your primary income. Then what happened is, I said, you got that money, you bought a house, you have house, then in the hometown you got land, you got children all grown up, you should be happy. The life already so beautiful. But still cling on to the phenomenal world, the personal problem, children's problem, husband's problem, all the problem. I see you don't know how to enjoy life. So contentment is very important. So you keep on comparing how? After you make your financial freedom or let's say the status, you financially very good. I still not as rich as Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, they got this private plane, I still cannot afford. Forever you work for money. Then, because you compare. My neighbor's children score straight A, went into the prestigious university. My children, I encourage them, motivate them, give all the opportunity, also they cannot. You do like that. Who suffer? Who miserable? You miserable. That's why you lack contentment, you compare. Then you get a lot of disappointment, understand not? All the wrong thought. Be contented lah. You already financially successful, can retire already. You still compare, cannot lah. I still don't have the bungalow, I still don't have the private place, I still not MD yet. Your life, you decide, your choice. But when you do this, then you don't understand, you compare, you make choice, you suffer, I tell you. The noble truth very clear. When things don't go your way, when you cannot get what you want, what happens? Dukkha is the outcome. So all this stabilize the understanding that remember, don't compare. Don't have to make choice, understand? Meant to be will be, condition will arise. If it's not meant to be, also condition will arise, then you will know how to cancel it. Because your nature is the one that protects you, understand? Like the Buddha said, only virtue protects you, understand? If you cultivate Dhamma, you got virtue or not? The one to take care of virtue, believe feng shui. Get into trouble, understand? And the feng shui also you don't understand, you interpret here and there. Then something go wrong, blame the feng shui master. But you paid already, understand? And every time the feng shui master come to make money, how? Must give you new advice, right? Renovate here, renovate there, change here, yeah. Then next year renovate again because the star different already. The planet different already. The whatever here tell you all the story of the feng shui. And you gotta believe. You know why? Your negative karma hit you, you cannot kaukau, you want some solution. That one you ask Jared last time also will go through. You do a lot of those things, but doesn't work after that. So have faith in the Dhamma. Because that is virtue. When you cultivate Dhamma, you develop wisdom, you have genuine virtue. Understand? Your kindness, your contentment, your generosity, your humility, all these are your inheritance, your virtue. So nowhere eightfold path is what? Law of karma, you reap what you sow. Do good because good. Do evil because evil. That's why when people ask the Buddha, what is the highest protection? He said your virtue. He never say your bodyguard, your security, camera, every, where got such thing? He said, take care of virtue, take care of karma, finish. Understand? Okay, sa. Okay, PG, continue.
Part 3, Meditation 3.1, the difference between contemplation and thinking. Question 1, what is the difference between contemplation and thinking? Part 2, to contemplate on the Dhamma spoken by the Buddha is to reflect and inquire deep into the proclamation of the truth that he has given under his first turning of the Four Noble Truths. This contemplative wisdom is called Chintamaya Panya, which is part of the second turnings of the Four Noble Truths wisdom. To develop this contemplation, one must have a calm and composed mind with the spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati and Samadhi in its creative state to inquire and reflect deep into the second turning's hidden meaning. Reflection and contemplation is a form of inquiry, investigation with the creative mind in Sati. There is some form of slight creative thinking, but not the active thinking, to bring about a better understanding of what has been heard under the first turning, followed by the assimilation of it to stabilize one's understanding. Just like a talented musician or a talented person, when are they most creative? When they are in a very tranquil and conducive setting to reflect and contemplate on their talent. Their mind is usually very quiet, calm, and rather creative at the time. And that's the reason why they have the talent to create such beautiful music. Reflect on what you have heard, thought to you, or read about. Listen with attentiveness and a calm mind. After that, reflect and contemplate with that calm mind, with very little or no thinking. Reflection is like inquiring and contemplation, and its purpose is to stabilize what one understands. Note, assimilating the Dharma is analogous to assimilating the food, like assimilating or absorbing the nutrients after eating the food. Lesson 29, Heart Sutra Class. 1.1, Short Notes from Surangama Sutra. The Surangama Sutra is important because without it, the Maras will create havoc. According to Master Shenhua, this sutra will be the first sutra to disappear during the Dharma ending age. If this sutra is around, the Maras will find it very difficult to delude the cultivators. This sutra explains clearly the dangers of the 50 deviant samadhi or
五世阴魔, that can trap the cultivator if they deludedly grasp onto any of these mind states. The Surangama Sutta also explains how living beings come into this world of existence via the four stages of manifestation originating from the source. That is the four circle, understand not? The four stages of manifestation are clearly explained in the notes to be given out at the Tuesday class, because the actual Surangama Sutta don't have all these four circles, but the word they use is actually pointing towards this one. After I read through, you will know. But the Surangama Sutta is very blunt, as you have the understanding, the awakening. So before I go into it, I want to share this one so that you all can have the understanding. You see what I wrote here, just now we've gone through, highest protection is what? Virtue, isn't it? So virtue is what? When you cultivate Dhamma, you have virtue, isn't it? Because you develop wisdom, and genuine virtue need wisdom, understand now? Because Dhamma is wisdom. Without wisdom, there is no genuine virtue. So understand. Okay, clear? Huh? Clear or not? Aiyo. The highest wealth is what? I give the hint already. Contentment. Why the Buddha say highest wealth is contentment? Why? If you are not contented, are you wealthy? You still need it there. You still want to strive in there. You still compare in there. But when you have contentment, you are already very happy. That is the highest wealth. You don't need any more. But you are not contented. Forever you are poor. You may be very wealthy, but you are still poor. Okay? So you look at how the Buddha actually teach. And these are genuine questions that was asked to the Buddha. And he gave this type of answer. When you say higher protection, you go and ask all the rich people now. They tell you virtue. You say the fly kite, you say, where got time for virtue? You say, money, you say. No money, no security. You say. Then in certain country, got money also cannot buy security. Why? You have the army control. So like last time in Indonesia, I got classmate mechanical engineer who worked in the plantation there. You know, when the country there got this type of racial thing or whatever, they panic. Then you know what? The highest protection that time is what? Really money. You must have money, contact the army, they send one battalion to the plantation. Otherwise, you can get into trouble. So they all, engineer, management, people, they need all this protection. They say, otherwise I cannot come back, no, is it you? So, in existence, the way you witness and see, you will never have this answer. This is only the people with the Dhamma understanding will give you that. But if you don't have virtue, you got money also, the army don't come. Understand? I was told one of the plantation, give money to the army guy also, he didn't come. But he don't like him. Understand? So you got money also, no use. Then finally, they got to contact higher one. Understand? That can have authority over that guy who is in charge of that battalion, that area. That one give one phone call, the army there. So a lot of things you have to understand. Existential world Dhamma is different from the true, what they call spiritual understanding of the true Dhamma understanding that you realize through your awakening. Okay? So all these are good examples. Okay, PG, you can. Oh, sorry, this one I have to read. This one is the Surangama. Okay, from the source come the true mind. This one is because after I draw this, then I come to know. From the source come the true mind in pure awareness before the knowing. Man because of basic ignorance, cause since time without beginning, like the Buddha said, beginningless is the first thought of ignorance that condition living being to roam the universe. Remember? Beginningless, the Buddha used the word. So don't try to know, understand? So man, because of basic ignorance cause, since time without beginning, by the first thought of ignorance, we screen the true mind. Understand? That is the first thought of ignorance. They call it the primordial mind. Because subject became subjected to birth and death. That is how it started. Thus, both permanent and impermanent unite to transform the true mind into alaya consciousness or the store consciousness. This one is related to karmic consciousness. Understand? The root of samsara. This alaya consciousness has three characteristics. A karmic one, which is basic ignorance resulting from self-evidencing. A changing or condition arising one, which turns fundamental wisdom into false perception. You know what is condition arising one? Phenomenal world. Understand now? Before that, there was no phenomenal world. Understand? Then the root of the first Seven consciousness. What is a seven consciousness? Huh? Your sankara, understand? Huh? What are the first five consciousness? Your basic senses, isn't it? What is a sixth consciousness?
Thinking.
Perception. Perception is the aggregate of sanya, understand? Huh? So after the five basic senses, sanya is the one that actually link all the other consciousness. Without the mind, the thought consciousness, sanya to perceive, there is no sixth consciousness, understand? So the sixth consciousness is actually the mind consciousness, sanya. Without sanya, you cannot perceive. The first five also cannot come out, understand? Then when sanya is there, you bring the external form into the mind, then sankara through memory, what do they do? Huh? Stir, understand not? Based on your views, opinion, conditioning, habitual tendency, all those things. And its expression in appearances or form. Because of basic ignorance, the spiritual bright and nirvanic absolute void was changed into dull and empty or deluded emptiness. So this is the primordial. Primordial thought, the beginning one. Hence Manjusri say, thus in delusion that appear one-sided emptiness, got duality one, not the true emptiness. Within this Tao emptiness, ignorance gradually crystallized and turned into an illusionary form. What is the illusionary form? The form of mind, the human being, understand? Make of the four elements, resulting in the imaginary world created within the void. When false perception confronted form, a very small portion of this form was gradually grasped as being the self, understand now, possessed, and being supported by wrong perception, means the sanya, through delusion, mind and form unite, this is the five aggregate, and grasped at this dim little form as the ego, thereby creating the living being, make up of the five aggregates of form and mind. Hence, Manjusri continue, like sailing a ship, steadying itself, I put in inverted comma, the thinking process make the continent as well. Because through that mundane mind, you perceive, you created the continent, and the star system, everything, because mind make idea, understand now? Then, the illusionary knower, who is the illusionary knower? The mundane mind, the form of mind, became the living being, understand? Then via delusion and ignorance, the living being with the mundane or samsaric mind, five mental aggregate form of mind, the second as well, came to be via karma, via karmic conditioning. And this was then grasped at, hence the sakyadity, self-delusion. This was the origin of a living being. Ever since then, this living being grasped at the condition arising five aggregate of form and mind as the ego, as the self, the I and the me. So how then can he now recognize his boundless true mind before the stirring? Understand not? When you are here creating all this and karma every time take you here, understand not? How can you remember you came from here? Understand not? And you came from here, the primordial darkness. The first thought. That's why the Buddha said, forget about the first thought of ignorance. The beginningless is the beginning of the first thought of ignorance. So these are only sammasa Buddha can understand. Otherwise, you're wasting time. Here also you don't know. You want to understand the beginning. Forget about it. Understand? And this is what Surangama is now. But he cannot put it in picture. Surangama Sutta don't have this. Understand? But all the description there is there. Except I changed some of the word to let the Theravada people understand, like the five aggregate of form and mind and all those things. So this teaching, Surangama Sutta, is very difficult to understand. And it explains the beginning of how from the first thought of ignorance it crystallized and become the form and mind. Then how it takes birth, how that one becomes the living being. And how that one roam the universe via samsara. So now you understand. Ayo.
Yeah. Yeah.
louder lah. Otherwise, how to convince yourself? I say love yourself means convince yourself. Then rejoicing is a meritorious action. No need money one, just sadhu, sadhu, sadhu also don't know. Aiyo, yao dao zhap do mshik zhap. Understand? Aiyo. Okay. Follow Jin Hao. Rejoice, understand? Aiyo. Like sometimes I see Eng Bi, they all, my daughter, oh, they full of joy, understand? Except they didn't like Jin Hao, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Because you want to learn how to rejoice. When I was in my early years of cultivation, Achayantra no. And the first to rejoice, before the top end, I was sadhu already. So all this is virtue, meritorious action. No need money, just rejoice, understand, with the understanding. And all this will be your inheritance. Got money on the road also don't know how to pick, understand? Spiritual money, not materialistic money. Wealth everywhere. Everything is meritorious action. The 10 meritorious action. You attend Dhamma session, everything you do. More or less. Okay. The last sentence, last paragraph. After that, I pass back to BG. Then come the external phenomenal world, or world of form and consciousness. Created by the mundane mind via its conditioned arising thought and consciousness. So our meditation is to develop the wisdom, listen to this, to understand all this, then retrospectively to return, what?
The entire
phenomenal world, means the first circle outside there. To what?
Back to
mundane mind, the consciousness within the mundane mind. Then? Silent and still the mundane mind to your true mind before returning it to the source via the complete cessation of form and mind. That's why Po Cheng told you she went for the cruise in New Zealand. Suddenly, the heart there, the whole of this creation shrink, no more. She saw it in the awareness. Well, that is the creation. That's why all this, when you go through, you understand. Otherwise, if I don't explain, like cinema show, this one keep on creating perception, mental consciousness, with the aggregates of mind. The Vijnana is like a magician, illusionist, understand? When you become conscious, the sixth sense create the illusionary world, the phenomenal world, understand? Then, with the feeling aggregate, it trigger of craving, desire, understand? Excitement, emotion, good and bad, toho, topai. Then sankara, delusion, no direct seeing, don't have the wisdom, don't know how to act. That's why that one create all this wrong thought, understand? Disappointment, despair, and all those things. Emotional negativity, your fear, your worry, your anxiety, all this come around. So it is important that you train your mind to go back here, from here, direct seeing, awaken, then this one, connected, the form and mind, the so-called brother Theo and you, not deluded anymore. Understand? That is how you develop the cultivation. That's why I put that very clear. But how many of you understand at that time? If I don't explain. Okay? Okay, PG, now back to you.
1.2. A condition arising phenomenal world of consciousness. Everything you come to know or and perceive is manifested through mind. Mind made are they. A condition arising phenomenal world of consciousness. Before mind arises, there is nothing. So everything that comes after mind has arisen via mental consciousness.
So remember, it's just an image only, mental consciousness. So how real can mental consciousness be? Understand? Just a mental image, isn't it? True or not?
Yes.
Ayo, constantly arising and passing away from moment to moment has?
Impermanent.
When you saw all this, then I told you truth is everywhere. Why can't you see? For those who see, they always see, understand now. An empty or anatta nature. If you can't understand all this via wisdom, then you will grasp and cling and out to the all the mental manifestation, all the Sui Road one out there, the wrong thought. Very strongly some more. Thinking that they are? Because you can see them, you can feel them, you can smell them, taste them, enjoy them, and you say not real. You like money, not real. Give to me. But you don't have to give, understand? They are dependent originating. If you understand, they will stay with you. If you have generosity, parami, wealth will come. Understand? Don't worry about money. Like I say, money and your thought is the same. It's just a tool. Understand? When you have, you don't know how to use, then you so gullible, say, empty lah, not real one lah, money, no need to hold lah, lead to craving lah, lead to problem. That is your version of Dhamma. Then give to me lah. I help you use. But I won't donate to Kayamita 5. There are people like you cannot go to Kayamita 5 or waste one. Because you don't cultivate. So you understand the danger of all of it. You got money, donate also no use. Because you go into Kayamita 5, you are wasting your time. Because you don't have the condition to come, you are so deluded. Because you go and think, everything not real, I don't want to own all this. This money dangerous. You know what they say? Money is the source of all. You like that, you pass to people who know how to use.
Another extreme.
This is delusion, correct or not? And it can be so powerful as to cause you a lot of
suffering.
Via what?
Sorrow,
lamentation, fear, all the things that Sui wrote up there, disappointment, despair, insecurity, fear, worry, anxiety, everything will manifest. When you train your mind to be silent, ever mindful and heedful, then you will be able to see things as they are. That is the reality, thereby developing the wisdom and understanding to enable you to liberate your mind. Don't want the rest also quiet. I think you don't want. So that you need not suffer anymore. Like that also don't want. You think the suffering world is nice. Where you sing the Buddhist song. Oh, suffering world. Where got suffering world when you have the Dhamma? No suffering world. Suffering need not be, understand? Why they go and create that song? Oh, suffering world. You remember not? There was one song like that. Then you will be able to connect to the true mind and live. That's why stay there, present, aware, live. Understand? Otherwise, at the thought, at the memory, all the delusion and all the duality. Kena left and right, some more don't know, some more say, whoa, that place very nice, all the excitement, here and there. Come back, sick. Everybody sick. then not enough rest. Then complain. Then after a while, want to justify, but worth it, worth it. The food very nice, the weather actually cold like shit. Because of the temperature. But when you understand, when you are there, the condition like that, things will be like that, understand? So acceptance give rise to contentment and understanding. You complain also no use, understand? Condition like that, things will be like that. You are not the only one subject to it. Everybody is subject to it. So if you make that decision to go already, then don't complain, understand? But if you don't have the virtue, don't have the parami, then the weather may not go your way, understand? What you expect may not go your way, understand? Although my daughter say, I go KK, he was not there, so a lot of things not there. But lucky, we come back earthquake again, understand? So blessing in this guy, understand? Yeah, don't go to the places she go. After that, you better take a wife for a few months. Okay. Finish, yeah? No more?
Not.
Oh, still got.
It is.
Okay, it is this through my impure awareness that can see things as they are to realize the enlightenment in the here and the now. When wisdom stabilizes, this keyword, wisdom stabilizes, the mundane mind will realize itself. Like I told you, when that wisdom is there, it will realize and cease to be, leading to the realization of Nibbana, the unconditioned, the enlightenment in the here and the now. Nibbana is complete cessation and fall of form and mind. Even the pure awareness also will cease. And it cannot be talked about because it's the unconditioned. And beyond thought, beyond mind. Why unconditioned? No word, no concept, nothing. Understand? So, how can you talk? Understand? Well, that is the unconditioned. Nothing inside there. Pu sen, pu mie, you understand? No arising, no ceasing. So, only try to describe it. But the actual thing is, you cannot talk about it. Yeah. Like the Tao. Tao ke Tao. Fei chang Tao. The Tao that can be spoken or talked about is not the true Tao. Understand? No? But that one is beyond word, beyond thought. The Tao is the great nature, the oneness nature. Understand? No? That everything arises from the Tao. Understand? That's like Mother Nature. So when you understand, the teaching is similar. Okay? So next one, Mahayana six consciousness. Here I explain. Yeah? It's the sanya, aggregates of mind. What time is lunch? Oh, over already. We better end. Okay, we stop. After this one exciting one afterwards. Okay? So sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good. Like Chin Hao. So already Yao Sao Wong, understand not? Rejoicing is a meritorious action. Then that one open up the heart now when you rejoice. You understand? No? Not only you develop merit, no, then your faith very strong. No? Then you keep on listening with faith. Saddha, virya, develop sati, like strike lottery already after that. Understand? No? Okay, pay respect, then you all can go for lunch. That's why this heart sutta, you got time. Like last time I shared over 8 months. Those who listen attentively, like Po Ching, actually benefited. Because when you give me time, I tell you, every stanza, every paragraph is so beautiful. Yeah, but retreat, I cannot. Understand? Sometimes I just skip. Then I just let him read. But you all go back, take a marker pen and mark and understand it. If you don't understand, come and ask. Okay?